This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, these plaid pants just smell from old. I tell you, I didn't know old would smell that bad. Oh, hi, everybody, and welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm wearing plaid pants today. You're asking why and how come? Well, we're going to be talking about plaid is back, but in a different way. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Here's the second hour of Auto World. I am Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World, which each and every day you are living in an auto world. That's right. You are starting and stopping your electric car, your gas car, your hydrogen car, your propane-powered car. Oh, yeah. I know there's some propane-powered vans out there because I retrofitted those years ago, and they're still being used. Some of your gas companies are using propane. So when it gets right down to it, it's an auto world, and it's a fun auto world each and every week right here. Behind the microphone I sit during the weekdays. I'm not behind the microphone. Well, I guess you could say a cell phone is a microphone because I'm talking to people, you, trying to figure out how come and why's. How much does it cost? Why should I sell? Should I buy? What is that noise? What's that smell? I think it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Ooh, that smell. That's what Auto World's all about. Right here, this gives you the opportunity each week to call into the Auto World. Me, I'm Mark Evans, and I'm going to help you as an ASC Certified Master Technician fix your, we're not going to call it a problem. We're going to call it a challenge to find out why and how come it happened. Should I sell it? Should I buy it? And, of course, should I wear plaid pants? Yes, I should, because I am. And the crew, they had to take I'm in the Greasy Garage Studio, of course, here in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. They robbed my Viper chair and reupholstered it in plaid. Green, that is, with a little bit of yellow accents. Oh, yeah. What's plaid? Well, take a look at the little tease picture that I put up on my Facebook page. Just look for Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind the microphone with a little yellow 38 Plymouth Coupe behind me, and I welcome you over there to the Auto World Radio. Just look for Auto World Radio on the Facebook side, and you'll have some fun, I guarantee. You'll have a good laugh, and you'll say, didn't know that. That's what it's all about. Auto World is, we're here to learn, we're here to have fun, and we're here to find out why and how come? Why are they doing that? Why should they do that? And what are they adding to us? So like I said, why are they adding what? Well, the plaid word. We'll get that in the second segment here in Auto World. In the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about plaid. But first and foremost, the show is all about you folks, our great affiliates throughout the world that are taking Auto World. I'm very proud and honored to have you join me, and I'm very much so honored. My goosebumps, and I get my hair standing up, my arms, because the affiliates are the radio stations that take Auto World, that put you into the studio with me, the Greasy Garage Studio here from the Auto World Plaza, to have fun with me and to learn something, and I learn from you too. Two heads are better than one. So I do welcome all the great new affiliates we have down in, of course, we just picked up a new affiliate down in Sturgis and Gillette, Wyoming, of course. Thank you. Good to have you folks tuning in and listening in and having some fun with me. And again, don't be bashful. The phone number since 1992 here at Auto World, grab that cell phone. Join in. 855-660-4261. My email's good, folks, 7-8 days a week. Some of us feel like we're working 2 to 3 jobs. That's why I say 8-9 days a week, because that must feel like that to you. Glad you're healthy. You take your mask off and enjoy. Sit back like you are in your man cave, your she shed, wherever you might be sitting, folks, and relax and have some fun here. My email address to join in doesn't cost a thing. Coupons never expire here at Auto World. Keep your coupons in your hand and use them when you can. email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Plaid, coming back in a different way. And also the second hour, I've got a trivia question. In fact, let's just shoot that out there right now. Got a trivia question. This trivia question means that you have an opportunity to win a little bit of gifts. We got the Lincoln Continental. We've got the trunk lid finally open. I've got Solution Finish in there for you. I've got a bottle of Stay Clean I'm going to throw in there, too. Wash Drops, got some Meguiar's Quick Detailer that helps you throw away the hose and just quick detail it real quick, mist and wipe. And, okay, I'll throw some Mother's Wax in there. Oh, yeah. Maybe one day we'll have a Flex-type rechargeable polisher maybe we might throw in there one day. I talked those folks out of one. Anyway, so here's the trivia question for each and every one of you. What does B-E-V stand for? What does B-E-V stand for? 855-660-4261. I will not accept your credit card. Do not think that you have to give me a credit card. Just answer that question. What does B-E-V stand for? Email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do, again, accept the Facebook Messenger. So a lot of you have talked to me on Facebook. I do appreciate that. And thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. This second hour, we're going to also get to the emails that I didn't get to this last week. We're going to share some of those with you. And also, we're going to go to, oh, yeah, Tulsa, Oklahoma. What? Yeah. Well, let's do that right now. Share one or two with you. I'll share one with you. And then we'll share another one later in the hour here on Auto World. We're going to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, live as we are, this weekend, Mecum Auto Auctions. Yes, they were at the River Spirit Expo. For you folks, we've got some affiliates there in Oklahoma. Thank you. Appreciate you folks listening up. And how did you get a chance to go to the auction? Something like this. Oh, this Plymouth AAR Cuda. It sold $132,000 for a Plymouth AAR Cuda. Back in high school days, I was driving my Dodge Coronet around, 440, two-door hardtop, and I had friends that had these Plymouth Cudas. They're listening, guys, gals. Yes, I had a girl I knew that had a little Cuda. Her mom and dad gave it to her and said, you can have that old junk heap. Well, today, look at that. Listen to that. $132,000. They're not giving them away anymore, are they? Are you looking for one? That's the thing about the auction houses. They really help us, truthfully, tell us what the old cars are worth. What is the number of the car that you own that's sitting in the barn? Mecum Auto Auctions is one. Of course, Barrett Jackson down in Scottsdale, they have a Las Vegas auction going on right now. You might just want to tune in or Google them and just tune in and listen and watch. And, of course, you'll be amazed of what those cars are getting sold for and what kind of money is being shipped over to those folks that are selling them. And I'm thinking that if you take the commissions that it costs to pay the auction house of 10%, some of them are 8% in and 8% out, isn't that 16% by the time you get all said and done? And you take 16% of $132,000, and that's more than I paid for that first car of mine. Just the commish. Things have changed. Oh, they have. Yes. Email, real quick. Auto World here is all things automotive. It's interactive, informative, and all things automotive, folks. It comes down to it, your boat, even your rototiller gardens are going right now. We got a little heat happening. Your air conditioner in your car, is it working correctly? There's some questions there. The smell. In fact, I'm going to add into that Lincoln Continental trunk for that trivia question answer a bottle. It's a can that you spray in the cowling vents underneath the windshield that's outside by the windshield, underneath the windshield. Turn the air conditioner on, spray that in there, and that'll get rid of the dirty sock smell that your air conditioning's giving you. Oh, yeah. Trivia question. What does B-E-V stand for? I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, this thing is running great.
I'm glad it's going good. We're running good. We're on all 12 cylinders here today at Auto World. Good to have you along. Each and every week we like to go to the belly of the beast, folks, and find out the nuts and the bolts behind the story here on Auto World. That's what you're listening to. Of course, I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Good to have you along. I threw a trivia question out there for you, and I've got an email here I'd like to share. The trivia question is, what does BEV stand for? And I've got Sally, and she's listening to us. She says here on 1490 AM in Moreno Valley, California. And that means let's do a shout out to one of our great affiliates, and that affiliate is KMET AM 1490 Moreno Valley, Hemet, Pierce, California. Good to have you along. Thank you, Sally. And she says BEV stands for Beautiful Electric Vehicle. Oh, close. Close, Sally. Close. That's not quite right. Let me give you a little tip, everybody, there too, Sally. One word is off. One word is off. Beautiful electric vehicle. Only one of those words is off. What does BEV stand for? Good to have you here from Moreno Valley, California. Sally, listening on KMET, 1490 AM. Send me another email, if you would, of your address. And I'll get you. We got some great gifts to send out. Stay Clean, Meguiar's Mothers, and of course, oh yeah, Solution Finish. Keep that black plastic shining good. Well, now it is time, folks, to go to Bell Island. Oh yeah, for you folks there in Detroit, you know what I'm talking about, the Bell Island. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, Motor City. Well, here, this last week, this just in from off the bell. The Detroit Grand Prix. Love it, love it. Love watching those open-wheeled Indianapolis 500 cars. That's right, Indianapolis 500 is, of course, done. But then they go into the Grand Prix racing of Detroit. Detroit Grand Prix down the public streets. That's right, the public streets of Motor City right there go through Bell Island. Well, 81 degrees it was, yes, 55% humidity, 81 degrees. Let's start from number fifth spot, one of our good friends, the son of Bobby Rahal, Rahal himself. Graham Rahal was number five, came in number five in the Detroit Grand Prix, and he was his engine under the hood, under the bonnet was a Honda. Number fourth was Herta. He was also under the hood. Number four spot with a Honda. Let's go to number three spot. Alex Plow. He had a Honda underneath the bonnet also for you folks over the, across the pond. And, of course, a hood for you folks here in the U.S. Number two spot. Who did it? Number two for the Detroit Grand Prix. Driving down the public streets. Oh, yeah, they just put the barriers up and let those open-wheeled Indianapolis 500 cars get going and make it happen. The smell of the fuel in the river burning. There was a few crashes, but not too many. Everybody was driving safe, and nobody was hurt. That's the best thing. There was a going a little too fast around one corner, and he slid into the tires. Number two spot was Newgarden. Number two spot. Newgarden did it. And, of course, what did he have underneath? This is what really matters. Because like they say, you race on Sunday and sell on Monday. Newgarden had a Chevrolet under the hood and or bonnet. The number one spot, Oward. Oward wins with a Chevrolet underneath his hood or bonnet. And Chevrolet did it in first and second place. That's how I'm looking at it. Those guys did a fine, fine job grabbing onto that steering wheel, making that bell ring. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 81 degrees. 81 degrees. Now, I've never been to the Detroit Grand Prix, but Long Beach Grand Prix, oh, yeah. But it's a fun thing to do. If you ever get a chance, do. Drive, fly, whatever you got to do. Get in that big bus you have, that motorhome, whatever you might have. You might want to just try that Grand Prix-style racing, watching it, because it is fun. It's completely different than going and watching drag racing. It's completely different than watching going to the left NASCAR, of course, or your local roundy-round tracks. We might want to call them that. It's just a little bit different. And when I'm saying different is that they reach speeds quicker and they can stop quicker. And if you're going a little too fast, you're going to see that they're going to apply the brakes quicker, and they're going to slide. And with that said, when they race on Sunday, they're going to find out that, hey, my Indianapolis 500 car on the streets of the Detroit Grand Prix, driving through Belle Island, I'm sliding all over the place. So they're going to get with Goodyear, Firestone, whichever brand they use, and say, we need to fix this so we can stop quicker. That's what it's all about. As I stated earlier in the first hour, and of course the start of the second hour here, I'm wearing plaid pants in honor of it's time. Let's talk plaid, everybody. Oh, yeah. Pull the plaid pants out. Ladies, get the plaid skirts out. Let's wear it because Tesla goes plaid. Oh, yeah, the electric car company Tesla goes plaid. I don't know if you had a chance to hear about any of the news, but, boy, we're going to tell you a little bit about it right now. Tesla, yes, the S model. The company delivers the first 25 of the new models after the debut that just happened here this last week. Elon Musk, of course, the CEO of Tesla, drove on stage at the company's Fremont, California test track Thursday night, just here a couple days ago. And, of course, the music was playing as he unveiled the 2021 Tesla Model S plaid model. Well, what's the difference between that and the normal S model? Hang on, Sloopy, is all I gotta say. A lot faster, folks. You've heard of the Dodge Hellcat Demon? It didn't come with a back seat. You could, you know, get the back seat as an option. And that option was, like, I think it was $2 or $3. They didn't put the back seat in because they wanted all the weight out of there for the Demon to go faster. Well, this plaid, the Tesla S model plaid edition, 0 to 60. I said it, 0 to 60 is 1.99 seconds. Elon Musk is, of course, boasting and talking and screaming and hollering that this is the fastest production car on the market. It logs in at 9.23 seconds in the quarter mile, faster than the Dodge Hellcat Demon, folks. The top speed is 200 miles an hour. This is a four-door sedan that you can put your family in. Adding to the following list of goodies that he offers under the plaid name. Oh, has plaid changed or what? 390 miles of range in the tri-motor configuration and 412 miles in the dual-motor form. The company improved the recharging speed. Yes, Musk did it. He said, we're going to make this thing go farther. Now, one thing that we all need is once you wear out the batteries, how long does it charge to make it, again, quick and fast so we can go keep going? When we come back from this short break, I'm going to expose the miles this thing can charge in how many minutes? That's coming back after our break, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday that autocrat Vladimir Putin was right to say that relations were at their lowest point in years, though he suggested that Russia might be weaker than it seemed and that Moscow had overreached in the Middle East. After attending a NATO summit on Monday, Biden will meet Putin on June 16th in Geneva. Verdetta earned a standing ovation as the class speaker at her Massachusetts high school graduation, but what she did next had the crowd in awe.
I am so very grateful for this, but I also know that I am not the one who needs this the most.
The Fitchburg High School student, who will be attending Harvard College in the fall on a full scholarship, won an additional $40,000 scholarship from her high school. The 17-year-old gave it away shortly after it was awarded. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
Yeah, what model is it? Well, it might be the Plaid model. Oh, yeah. You know, I was wondering, Tesla, of course, brought out the Tesla S model Plaid edition. I'm wondering if they're going to throw in a pair of plaid pants or a plaid skirt or a plaid shirt with the buying when you buy one. They should. We're going to get right now to the price. You're listening to Auto World. Thanks for being here for me and for all the other listeners. You've joined in to a lot of people throughout on our globe here, the Earth, listening on GCNLive.com, and also, of course, all our great affiliates throughout the U.S. and across the globe. And I do appreciate you being here. Very honored to have you here, and very proud to be here for you. We're having fun here talking on Auto World about Plaid, and I threw out a trivia question. I've got another answer here I want to share with each and every one of you. The trivia question for this hour is, for some great cleaning, keep your car looking good outside and inside, of course. The question is, what does BEV stand for? 855-660-4261, and or my email is good, of course, 20,000 hours a day and 10 days a week. Folks, email me when you need help. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. In the consulting way, literally, you know, consult you. I've been doing auto repair, AC certified master technician for 45 plus years now. I've seen it, heard it. Of course, there's always new things coming to me because of the new type of cars that are out there, like this Tesla Plaid Edition. Plaid Edition in the aspect of, well, that thing goes fast. 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds. Let's do Mike. Let's go to Mike. Email. Mike wants to answer the what does BEV stand for. Mike is listening to us. I'm in Boise, Idaho, live, and he's up north in Sandpoint, Idaho. He says, I'm on a delayed station, but I love listening to you on the delayed time, and then also listen to you live, Mark, on GCNLive.com. And appreciate that, Mike. Thank you. And I want to do a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out to one of our great affiliates up north, Sandpoint, Kootenai, Priest River, Clark Fork, Idaho. That is KSPT AM 1400, where Mike is. And Mike, you say that the BEV stands for battery electric vehicle. Mike, you're right. Yes. Good job, Mike. Congratulations. You win all the gifts that we have. I have a little bit more left, but Mike, you're going to get quite a few gifts. By the way, if you would send me back an email address, so I can ship out some great gifts to you, and I'll throw in some surprises there for you, Mike, too, that you'll like. I've got actually for your electric vehicle that you might have. If you don't, you can still use it. It's a really unique key ring. Oh, yeah. Everything's Auto World, so you're going to be surprised. When I send those out, I usually get an email back and saying, wow, where'd you find that? And that's what it's all about. I'd like to surprise you. So if you would, Mike, send me an email, and I'll ship some goods. With your address, I'll ship some goodies up there to Sandpoint to you. And thanks again, BEV, Battery Electric Vehicle. And you're going to find that in some of the models and makes, they're starting to call them that now. But let's get back to the Plaid. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Good to be along with you up there north in Sandpoint. I've helped quite a few people on the email side up in Sandpoint, Clark Fork. And that's how you do it. No matter where you're at, don't be bashful. You can join in anytime, whichever day is good for you. A lot of the stations are on delay. Some aren't. And if you're live, fantastic. If you're delayed, fantastic. If I keep promoting the phone number and you call and you don't get an answer, that means you're on a delayed station, folks. And I just want to shout out again that my email, don't get mad, let's get glad, email me anytime, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. This Tesla Plaid Edition S model, this Plaid Edition, folks, has got 1,025 horsepower. And I was just talking about the range it does. It was fully, completely charged. It goes from 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds. They're boasting that it's the fastest production car ever made. I have no comment on that. I'm just saying what they're saying, what they're believing, what they have. Now, that is fast. The one thing that means a lot to all of us, because I keep getting asked this about electric cars. Well, I'm not too sure about buying an electric car, Mark, because of the range. Okay, fine. This one says when it's completely charged up, 1,025 underneath where you're sitting, horsepower-wise, 390 miles. But they're also saying that if you buy the Tesla supercharger, that means that you're completely out of power, okay? The tank is empty in an electrical sense, not gas sense, diesel sense, but electrical sense. The tank is empty. You plug it into the Tesla supercharger, and in 15 minutes, folks, you'll be able to get 187 miles out of it. It's 15 minutes for 187 miles. Oh, yeah. Well, Elon Musk also pointed out that this Plaid Tesla S model version pulls 1,000 horsepower all the way up to the car's acceleration of 200 miles an hour. Now, that means the torque and the horsepower curve never does change, folks. That means that 1,000 horsepower is with you all the way up until you get to the 200 miles an hour. Ah, man, that is some horsepower. Well, that is kind of like an electric drill, isn't it? As soon as you keep pulling the trigger, it just keeps going until you let off the trigger. Wow. That's crazy. Now, how do they do it? What is an electric car? An electric car, folks, is a big battery, but you have motors on the wheels. Those motors need power from a battery to make them spin, you know, to make it do this. If you have four of those going, you've got some horsepower. These motors, folks, spin at more than 20,000 RPMs, in part because the copper coils can be wrapped tighter. Tesla figured that out. This is to achieve because of the new carbon sleeve rotors that they have, which essentially keeps the coils from unwrapping due to what? The forces behind them turning so fast. That's their secret sauce. See, because as you all know, you guys out there with your skill saws and your reciprocal saws, and maybe you've basically asked your screw gun to overscrew something, and you start smelling it burning. And that's not good. And, of course, when you do buy an electrical drill or a grinder, usually I have grinders that I've purchased before, they come with extra brushes. And those, if you've ever had an electric motor apart, the electrical brushes are spring-loaded behind them, and it pushes the little copper block called the brush into the copper armature, armature, and the armature's spinning when you hit the trigger. The brushes are there creating a current, but they're getting rubbed and ground down upon the armature. Well, if you overwork it, you got that smell. Oh, yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Ooh, what's that smell? Or, ooh, what is that smell? Oh, it's horrible. So, Tesla, when these motors are spinning over 20,000 RPMs, what's that stand for? RPM? Revolutions per minute. 20,000 of them per minute. I'm talking about some spinning going on. So, this is all electric cars. This is a Tesla Plaid. I wanted to get and talk a little bit about Plaid. It's back in a different way, as I just stated. Plaid, I don't know why and how come they called it the Plaid Edition, but we're going to find that out, and I'll share that with you coming on Auto World in a later show. We're going to find out why they got Plaid. Oh, maybe the interior's Plaid. No! Yeah, we'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio right here from Boise, Idaho.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Road 66.
I've got a plan. Let's get our tanks full of fuel. Make sure our electric cars are all plugged in. Hey, it's good to be here with you this week. Of course, each and every week, you're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Very proud that you shut down your life, taking time out to climb into our world here, Auto World. Good to have you along. Just talking a lot of goodies, and I'm telling you what, I've got some emails coming your way on the third hour. We got to share. I didn't get to this last week, and we're going to get to an email right now. But before we do, we're going to also get to the 25 most awesome junkyard finds that we've never knew existed, folks, right here on Auto World. A little trivia right off the bat, though, in 1968. The United States requires anti-pollution devices on all cars to control hydrocarbon emissions. That was back in 1968. And here I am talking about, and those words were like smog pump back in 1968. All of a sudden, Chrysler and Chevy and Ford, of course, put the big old smog pumps on, put a belt out there on the front, had to figure out where to put the belt, so they had to add pulleys to the harmonic balancer and to the water pump and to maybe to the power steering pump. And now all of a sudden, now your poor power steering pump's got two pulleys on it trying to run a smog pump. Smog pump, what's it do? It pumps atmospheric air into the exhaust chamber. Get it spit out there. It's called an exhaust chamber in your exhaust pipe. You might see it in your catalytic converter. It's a tube. Pumps air in there to dilute the hydrocarbons. Back in 1968 is when they first started that. And today, into the future, as we are today, talking about electric cars. No emissions. No carbon footprint, as they call it. Love to hear your opinion. Do you have a zero carbon footprint car called an electric car? An EV? How about a hybrid? Oh, yeah. In fact, we've got that on the list to get to the best new EVs and hybrids out there for 2021. We'll get that to that, of course, in the third hour. But right now, let's get into the email bag. I got emails to share with you. Get my hand down in there and get a good one. There's one. Got it. I'm talking about emails that help each and every one of us fix cars, because you're not the only one, folks, that have the same problem. Your car, your truck, your dirt bike. Your Wave Runner's got the same problem as the next person over there that's got the next Wave Runner that's got a problem. Forgot to put stable in it this winter, didn't you? See how easy that is? Okay, this email says I can read it, no problemo. Emails, this is how it works, folks. You can email me on your time, whenever.
In fact, right now, live, we can do it. But when it breaks, or if you ever have a question for me and you need some help consulting with that question, sometimes when you talk out loud with somebody else in the field of the repair that I'm in, no, I'm not in a restaurant business. No, I'm not in the financial business. I'm in the auto world business. Email me on your time when it comes up in your world at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. This email, hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you. Love listening to you each week. I have a quick question. Thank you, by the way. I have a quick question on my Nissan Altima. The airbag light keeps flashing on and off and then stays on. What do I do? Take it to the parts store like AutoZone to get a scan, or the dealer to get a scan done? Or do I do nothing and hope it goes off? Thank you. Derek, listening in Salt Lake City, Utah. Woo, yeah, Salt Lake. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate down there in Salt Lake. Derek, thanks for bringing us to the Salt Lake City, Utah, Bonneville, Salt Flat area. Oh, yeah. Shout-out to KBJA, AM 1640. Shout-out to you. Good to have you along, all you folks. Ogden, Provo, Sandy, and Salt Lake City, Utah, and everybody in between those towns, thank you for tuning in to Auto World. Great new affiliate as of about a month ago, I believe. Yeah, yeah. So it's good to be in Salt Lake City. Let's get to Derek's question with the airbag light. First and foremost, I'm going to go back up first and say, no, Derek, the airbag light excuse me, will not just go off by itself. And yes, to each and every one of us that have an airbag light on or flashing, get it fixed. The airbag could go off at any time. What's going on here, Derek, with yours? You didn't. You have the Nissan Altima. Don't know the year. That's fine. And, you know, really, truthfully, and thank you for telling me it's a Nissan Altima, but truthfully, as long as we're talking Auto World, any car or truck that has an airbag in front of you, on the steering wheel or in the passenger side, some of you Ford folks or the Ford pickups have knee bags down there by the knees, and then we have side air curtain bags, they call them, on the side on the A pillar, yes, and even the B pillar. So there's airbags all around us. So that means that there's sensors on each and every airbag. Those sensors are located out, Derek, on yours is located out in the driver's side lower valance area where the headlight is, but below that headlight. This sensor is probably bad, Derek. But you need to get it scanned? No, not at a parts store, Derek. I'll answer that question right now. Not at a parts store. We have to go deep, stage three, into the computer. We need a big boy scanner, I'm going to call it right now. And the big boy scanners, and if you don't have a mechanic shop or repair shop, an independent technician that you do not have as a best friend, which you need to get one of those at one of these auto repair shops, independent, like the Greasy Garage here, and make sure they have a big boy scanner. That big boy scanner goes deep into the airbag side, because what I'm saying here, Derek, is that we can scan your engine light. That's one division of your computer. We can scan your ABS. That's for brakes, anti-lock brake system. That's another division of your computer. I need a scan tool for that. And then I also need what? SRS. That is your airbag system. So some of the shops don't have scan tools that can do all three divisions, Derek. Make sure that they do. Make sure that they can scan it, and so you don't get charged an hour for diagnostic time, and they say, oh, don't worry about the light, it'll go off. You don't want to go that route. And, of course, if you do drive right to the dealer, yes, you might pay a little bit more for the diagnostic scan, but you know what, Derek? They're going to find out when they scan it that you probably more than likely have a C, as in cat, 1241 code. C, 1241 code, Derek. And what that is, I just said, the C doesn't stand for cat, by the way. It's just, it's not, when it's an engine code light failure, trouble code fault failure, tongue twister there, it's a PO number. So when it comes down to the SRS airbag system, it's the C letter. 1241 code means that you've probably, more than likely, Derek, this is a quick test that you can do for me, is you're low on positive battery power. That's what that code is. And that means that all of a sudden your airbag system will start flashing the airbag light. So take a look at your battery, Derek, in your Nissan Altima and see if it's past the warranty. And if it's past the warranty, meaning that your battery is a 3-year warranty battery and you got 4 years on it, yeah, replace the battery and you're more than likely the airbag light will stop flashing on you. And if the battery's new and it's not out of warranty or close to warranty, then more than likely you've got the driver's side airbag sensor bad. And again, I'm going to add, Derek, do not try to change that airbag sensor yourself, okay? Just stay away from the airbag and have the dealer do it. I don't recommend even an independent do it. I send those to the dealer. So peace of mind, that's what it's all about. Derek, that's how you do it. Thank you. I do appreciate you emailing us from Salt Lake City and welcome you in now as a charter member of Auto World. At no cost. Keep your coupons still, Derek, too. That's how you do it, folks. Here on Auto World, each and every week. Good to have you along again. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can always get me on Facebook Messenger, folks. Mark Evans is the address. And go over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram account is Auto World Media. And, of course, our website right here at Auto World is autoworldmedia.com. Do welcome you to go over and enjoy it. Definitely. Want to say thank you. The garage door is getting ready to come down on the second hour of Auto World. Oh, yeah. Third hour, we got recall to share with you. 7 different GM models have got recalls on something. I'm sharing that with you.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.